Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Gabe, and I know that your English will improve today. And I love noodles. Do you like noodles? What is your favorite noodle dish? Do you want to learn about noodles for 3 days this year? Well, you're in luck because the name of our lesson is Noodles of the World. And yes, we're going to talk about this for a long time. Now, here's what we'll find out about today. When were noodles invented? Ah, right there. When were noodles invented? We'll also learn about East and Southeast Asian noodles. Very nice. Of course, in our next lesson, we'll learn about noodles from other places in the world. But I love noodles. So let's get started learning about noodles.
Noodles of the World. This tasty food can take many forms. When were noodles invented? For a long time, no one knew. They have been a popular food in many parts of the world for 2,000 years. References to noodles appear in a book written sometime between AD 25 and 220 in China. A 5th century text from the Middle East also mentions them. But in 2005, a 4,000-year-old bowl of noodles was discovered in China. This earliest known example of the food was made from ground millet. Since that time, noodles have spread around the world.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点，我们看 reference 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 refer, R-E-F-E-R, 提及这个动词，所以 reference 是指论及或提及。如果要说明提及什么的话，是用 to 这个介系词。例如 knowing that Bobby had just been laid off, his friends avoided making any references to their own jobs. 因为知道 Bobby 刚被裁员，他的朋友们都避免提到自己的工作。Reference 也指参考或查阅，这个时候它就是一个不可数名词。例如 ，Eric kept all the files regarding the project for future reference. Eric 保留这个案子的所有相关档案，以备将来要查询。继续我们看的是 grind 这个动词 ，grind 是指磨碎、碾碎或者是磨成粉。注意它的过去式和过去分词都是 ground，G-R-O-U-N-D。例如 ，The chef ground the corn with a food processor. 这位主厨用食物调理机来磨碎玉米。Ground 这个过去分词也可以当形容词，意思是指磨碎的或者是搅碎的。例如 add some ground pepper to the top of the salad. 沙拉上加上一些磨碎的黑胡椒。
Yes. Thank you so much, Michelle. Noodles of the world. Rebecca.
Yes, Gabe.
What do you think of when you think of noodles?
Oh, when I think of noodles, I automatically think of pasta.
Oh.
Spaghetti. Then I think of red sauce and macaroni and cheese and, you know, Gabe?
Hey, don't forget the pesto.
Oh, pesto sauce.
Yes, and of course, green sauce.
The white sauce over the noodles. And then, of course, you have the long noodles, the flat noodles, the really, really, really thin noodles.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
The ones with the holes in them.
You're getting ahead of yourself, Rebecca. Oh. We're going to learn about those in this lesson, but maybe not today.
Okay.
We have so much to learn about noodles. Yes, let's talk about noodles. All right, here we read, this tasty food can take many forms. And right away, that reminds us of the phrase that something could come in different forms.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you use that phrase, Rebecca? Mm-hmm. Something comes in different forms.
Well, if something comes in different forms, that just means it appears in different ways. Now, I was thinking about apple desserts.
Hmm?
Do you like apple desserts?
Rebecca, if you're baking, yes.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Well, you know, there are so many different types of apple desserts out there, so I could say that apple desserts can come in so many different forms. For example, apple pie, apple strudel, but we're not talking about apple desserts right now.
Maybe another lesson. You should suggest that to our editor. Okay, so something could come in different forms, and sometimes I also hear people say that something comes in different shapes and sizes. Have you ever heard that phrase?
Actually, Gabe, I have heard that. And I actually think about noodles when I think about things coming in different shapes and sizes, because there are so many noodles, big noodles, small noodles. Some of them are kind of triangular and rectangular and round. And
yeah, and you know, they use noodles to make the layers of lasagna, or at least the same material that's used to make noodles, and that's big and square and flat. Mm-hmm. So noodles really do come in different shapes and sizes. Mm-hmm. Okay, think of other ways and other things that come in different forms or come in different shapes and sizes.
Well, we see a question right here at the beginning of our lesson. When were noodles invented? That's a good question. I never really thought about it. However, we read, for a long time, no one knew. They have been a popular food in many parts of the world for 2,000 years. So I guess what I am reading here is the fact that noodles, they're just very popular, and they've been around a long time.
They have been around for a long time. We read, references to noodles appear in a book written sometime between AD 25 and 220 in China. Okay, so people are even writing about noodles. People were writing about noodles at least 2,000 years ago. Well, we read on here, a 5th century text from the Middle East also mentions them. But before we continue, a 5th century text. Now, if we're talking about A.D. in the 5th century, Rebecca, here's a little quiz for you. Is that the 400s or the 500s?
The 400s.
Rebecca, you are correct.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Okay, now I think I have another example here. Yes, Gabe, have you ever wanted to live in the 18th century? Before you answer that, can you tell me, is 18th century referring to the 1800s or the 1700s? Think hard.
Okay.
It's tricky.
Rebecca,
yes.
That's the 1700s.
Oh, great. Right? So now you can answer my question.
So would I want to live in the 1700s? I haven't thought about that too much. I guess I would be curious for a little while to experience it, but I kind of like living today in the 21st century. It's kind of funny that it's not funny. It's just we call it the 21st century, even though the number is 2016. We live in the 21st century. So in the same way that you talk about centuries in Chinese, that's the same way we talk about it in English. We're in the 21st century, but of course that is 2016.
And of course we're talking about noodles and how this text from the 5th century mentions noodles. But in 2005, a 4,000-year-old bowl of noodles was discovered in China. Hold on for just a moment. This bowl of noodles was actually 4,000 years old when they found it. How were they able to preserve those noodles?
Well, I guess people were really good at preserving food back in the day. 4,000-year-old bowl of noodles. I wonder if it's still delicious. I guess there's only one way that people can find out.
I don't think I would want to try eating noodles that were 4,000 years old.
Yeah,
anyway,
you might get stomach problems.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Well, we see that this earliest known example of the food was made of ground millet. And of course, millet is a plant similar to grass and has little seeds and stuff on it. Well, since that time, noodles have spread around the world. I would love to keep talking about noodles, but...
Well, we will talk about noodles a lot more, but right now it's time for Sing
It
Out.
Sing It Out.
Dude, I like that.
Thanks, man.
Hey, Ben, you're really good. Do you ever get to a point where you feel like you're just good enough. You're not going to keep going.
No, never. I mean, I always want to keep working at things. You know, keeping up the good work is important.
Hey, that's a great phrase. And that phrase, that idea appears in our lesson, too. This lesson about Jessica Chastain, she had wonderful financial success. Lots of good things were happening to her. But she likes to keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work.
Aw, yeah.
Keep up the good work.
No quitting.
Keep up the good work.
Mm-hmm.
Keep up the good work. Come on. Keep up the good work. It's gonna stop now.
Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work. You can do it now.
Keep up the good work.
You know, because sometimes people feel like quitting, but it's never a good idea to quit. Oh, no.
No. You got to.
Keep up the good work. Don't stop now.
Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work. You can do it.
Keep up the good work.
Break it down.
Come on. Keep up the good work. Don't stop now.
Keep up the good work.
No quit.
Keep up the good work. You can do it.
Keep up the good work.
Yo.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are learning about noodles of the world. Now, do you like noodles? Okay, I know that might be kind of a silly question. Most of us like noodles. At least we like some kinds of noodles. Now, have you ever had really old noodles? Old and stale? They didn't taste very good. Have you ever eaten expired noodles? Have you ever eaten 4,000-year-old noodles? In 2005, a bowl of 4,000-year-old noodles was discovered in China. And noodles have become very popular ever since. Well, let's continue learning about this delicious food.
Noodles of the world. East and Southeast Asia. Noodles are still popular in China, although they have changed a bit. Today, most Chinese noodles are made from wheat, but some are made from rice or other things. Several types of noodles are eaten in Japan. These include thin, round ramen noodles, thick udon noodles, and several types of buckwheat noodles. In Korea, noodles are sometimes made from acorns. They can be stir-fried or eaten cold.
OK, 接下来我们看 wheat 这个不可数名词。Wheat 是指小麦，例如 wheat is the main resource of food for the people of this region. 小麦是这个区域人民的主要食物来源。或者是 Sam only eats whole wheat bread, he doesn't like white bread. Sam 只是全麦面包，他不喜欢白面包。若是荞麦的话就是 buckwheat, 大麦的话叫做 barley, B-A-R-L-E-Y, 燕麦就叫做 oat, O-A-T。接下来我们看的是 stir fry 这个动词。stir 有搅拌的意思， fry 在这里是指用油炒，所以 stir fry 就是指用大火拌炒。例如 stir fry the beef for 1 to 2 minutes and then add the broccoli. 牛肉用大火炒一到两分钟，然后加入青花菜。或者是 Tina stir fry the onion with chicken. Tina 用洋葱跟鸡肉一起炒。stir fry 也可以当名词，意思就是指这一类用大火炒的热炒。例如 the restaurant stir fries are famous for their taste and reasonable prices.这家餐厅以美味又价格合理的热炒著名。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, now it's time for us to talk about noodles in East and Southeast Asia. We read, noodles are still popular in China, although they have changed a bit. Well, before we continue, let's talk about those two little words a bit. This can mean lots of different things, but I typically think of just a little when I see these words.
That's right. So if you're talking about time, you could say, I'll be a bit late. That means I'll be a little late. Or you could just simply say, I'll be there in a bit. That means I'll be there after a short period of time. I'll be there in a bit. Well, let's continue here learning about what things noodles are made of. Some noodles are made of wheat. Several types of noodles are eaten in Japan. These include thin, round ramen noodles, thick udon noodles, and several types of buckwheat noodles.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had this dish before, Rebecca, made of buckwheat noodles with little seaweed sprinkled on top?
You know, Gabe, I cannot say that I have. As a matter of fact, I have not had noodles made of buckwheat. But, hey, if I had the opportunity to try them, I would definitely love to. Well, of course, we see that some noodles in Korea are even made from acorns. Acorns?
Mm-hmm.
What does acorn sound like?
That's a good question. I think Steve and Ken have something interesting they'd like to share with us in the info cloud.
Throughout Steve's childhood, he thought the word acorn was spelled E-G-G-C-O-R-N.
Hey, that's what I thought people were saying, and I'm not the only one. Today, so many people think tree nuts have a connection with chicken eggs that linguists now use this made-up word, eggcorn, to describe a word or phrase that results from mishearing another similar-sounding word or phrase.
Acorns are very similar to puns, the main difference being people who make puns do it intentionally to be funny. People who use acorns, however, are unaware they're making a mistake.
Another characteristic of acorns is that they introduce new meanings that are different from the original, but are still plausible. For instance, the acorn old-timer's disease. We understand why people might say this instead of Alzheimer's disease, because everyone associates Alzheimer's with old age.
Here's another acorn, like a bowl in a china shop. At first glance, nothing seems wrong with this phrase. It's perfectly normal that there would be bowls for sale in a porcelain shop.
But actually, it should be like a bowl in a china shop, a phrase that describes a physically or socially clumsy person in a delicate situation.
语言当中常常会产生同音现象。如果你故意去利用同音现象讲冷笑话，那叫做pun，双关语。如果你是无意的把一个字讲成另一个字，这就叫做acorn。acorn本身其实就是一个acorn，怎么说呢？因为这个字来自 acorn 橡树的果实，但是有人把它误听成 acorn， 结果将错就错，就将这个字用来表示同音或静音字来代替原本的字，这个意思。比如说，很多人把 Alzheimer's disease 阿兹海默症误说成 old timers disease， 不止音很相似，其中的意思也误打误撞地被表达出来了。另一个 acorn 是 like a bowl in a china shop， 像一个在 china shop 瓷器店里的 bowl 碗，听起来很合理。但事实上，正确的成语应该是 like a bowl in a china shop， 在瓷器店里的 bowl 一头牛，也就是形容一个人很莽撞、笨手笨脚的意思。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. Another egg horn I could think of is hand-me-down. One of my friends calls them hammy-downs. Well, yeah. We continue here learning about stir-fried noodles. Well, actually, it's these noodles that are made of acorns. They are stir-fried, and they look delicious, right, Rebecca?
They definitely do, and they're eaten cold. We actually want to look at those words, stir-fried. Typically, when I think of something stir-fried, I think about vegetables and chicken and lots and maybe even other types of meat or tofu put into a frying pan.
Yeah. And then you put a lot of oil inside and you fry it. Yeah.
And that's what's happened.
Lots of salt and maybe some weiching.
Well, exactly.
That's not very good for you, some of that stuff. But some stir-fried dishes are very delicious.
Right. Like, I love chicken stir-fry and maybe even acorn stir-fry. Well, right now it's time for something really funny. A review skit. But seriously?
Yeah.
Welcome to my restaurant, Noodles of the World.
Ah, Noodles of the World. So what do you recommend?
Noodles, of course. Noodles have been a popular food for 2,000 years.
Noodles are that old?
Yes, even older. A bowl of noodles was discovered in China that was 4,000 years old.
4,000 years old? Wow.
And since that time, they've been spreading around the world.
Okay. I'll have a bowl of noodles.
Great. Now, what kind? We have a lot to choose from.
Let's see. How about noodles from China?
Ah, excellent. Most are wheat noodles, but we also have rice noodles and other kinds from China.
No, wait. How about noodles from Japan?
Also an excellent choice. Would you like thin, round ramen noodles?
Well...
Or thick udon noodles?
Ooh.
We offer several types of buckwheat noodles, too.
Okay. I'll have... No, wait. What about noodles from Korea?
Ah, another good choice. Would you like noodles made from acorns?
Acorns?
Yes. They can be stir-fried or eaten cold.
Oh, okay. You have noodles from China and Japan and Korea.
Yes. Thin, thick, hot, and cold.
Ah, so many choices. Let me think.
Well, friends, that is all the time we have for today. Remember to review and reread today's lesson.
And don't forget to join us tomorrow as we continue talking about noodles right here on
Studio Classroom.